Hi, it's Caroline here. Today we're going to talk about what the differences are between aqua hot water and hydro hot water, the systems. Actually, we didn't know the differences. We've been looking online at RVs for sale, and we continually only looked for aqua hot water system and not hydro hot water because we didn't understand that they're both good, but with a few differences that wouldn't have prevented us from purchasing an RV with either heating system. The information I'm providing here came from a dealer in Kelowna. Actually, he was very helpful, and it seems to be fairly accurate. Before I go any further, no, I'm not affiliated with that dealer in Kelowna. I just think it's really good information and worth sharing. So they refer to hydro hot water as the little brother of aqua hot, because they both provide a continuous on-demand supply of hot water. And they have a three-zone interior hydronic heating system and engine preheating, although with HydroHot, it's an option and not a factory feature. The HydroHot can provide the same heating features as the AquaHot, except when there is a demand for continuous domestic hot water. During the demand period, the interior heating system is put on standby mode. So what's the size BTU of both of them? Both are 50,000 BTU diesel burner and have 1650 watt, 120 volt AC electric heating elements. Both are available in 12 volt DC voltage systems, but Aqua Hot Water also offers a 24 volt. The sizes are different, with the HydroHot being smaller, and it's designed to fit in place of a standard 10-gallon RV hot water heater. The AquaHot has a stainless steel cabinet, while the HydroHot is galvanized. The AquaHot is approximately 200 pounds dry weight and 335 pounds wet, while the HydroHot is approximately 105 pounds dry weight and 140 pounds wet, so it is quite a bit smaller. Basically, what it comes down to is the HydroHot is smaller but just as effective, and if our new RV that we purchase has either system, we will really be happy with it. It was definitely helpful to compare the two to understand the differences between HydroHot and AquaHot. Now we know either one will suit our needs. So I hope that helps, and tomorrow we'll pick another topic. Thank you.